A word for you from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. The Lord is reminding his people of his promises to do what only God can do, and that is to forgive sin. In the previous verses, the Lord has spoken about his people who have grown tired of serving the Lord, who've grown, as it says in verse 22, weary of God. And instead, God needs the jackals and the beasts of the fields and the ostriches to worship him. But the Lord says, I have formed the people, verse 21, for myself. I want praise from them. And here the Lord says in the verse before our text for today, instead of these sacrifices that you should be bringing me, and of course the sacrifice is referring to the ultimate sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Instead of these things, the Lord says, you have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities. Is that your condition? You are making God weary. But the Lord then brings in this verse, and he provides the cure, the answer for his people, to remind them of that which they knew, but it seems that they had grown weary and had forgotten. Because once you lose touch with God, and you out of tune with him, you forget even this marvelous promise that I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. Only God can blot out transgressions. He doesn't do it just because he says, I'll just not remember it, I'll wink an eye, and I'll forget about it. No, God paid the ultimate sacrifice where he himself, in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, came to this earth to pay for the penalty of our transgressions. He took all our burdens and sins into himself, and by his wounds we are healed. Are you walking in the newness of life because of the cross? Do you experience afresh, again and again, that it is indeed God who blots out your transgressions? Experiencing the forgiveness of sins, that keeps you fresh and revived, and keeps you away from being weary with God, and also stops you making God weary with you.